Bias Sister Speak podcast. It's Kristen Bauer.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's your man Vincent M. Ward from the hit show The Walking Dead as the character Oscar, and from True Blood, Hollis. I'm here on Sister Speaks. What's happening with y'all?
Hi, Sister Speak. This is Bud Dearborn, a.k.a. William Sanderson. Played a self-repeating old boar sheriff, but I had a lot of fun and I kept the money.
Hey, sisters. It's Shalita from Philly. You're going to invite me in so that I can protect you or have passionate primal sex with you. How about both? Ring, ring, hooker, ring, ring.
Hello, sisters and family. This is Bunny from New York. I am Vampire. I will eat you after I have eaten your children. Now for the weather.
Hi, this is Jackie from the San Francisco Bay Area, and you're hate watching True Blood with the Sister Speak family. To quote Pam, don't make me watch this. Do not do this to me. Damn you.
Hi, sisters. Rainbow from Cali here. In the words of our beloved Pam, I'm so over Sookie and her precious fairy vagina.
This is Samantha in Wisconsin saying, if the humans want war, we'll give them war.
Hey, sisters, it's Nyambi. Well, hey there, sugar boo-boo. Now, what is you doing here at your place of work? Because I know it ain't work.
Hey, sisters, it's Tammy in New Jersey. You dare challenge me? I'm over twice your age. You fucking traitor.
Hi, sisters, it's Joy from Southern California. Hashtag true to the end, although I'd rather be watching Game of Thrones.
How's it going, Sister J and Sister K? This is Abraham calling you from Oceanside, California. And I'm dedicating this tagline to my baby mama, Tara Thornton, and to whoever wrote that final scene. Oh my God, you are a gigantic parody of yourself and you don't even know it.
Hello, sisters. Stephen here from Ormskirk, England. And you are mine.
Hey, sisters and the Sister Speak True Blood family. This is Paris calling from Mobile, Alabama for the final season to say, did you think my blood was free? You silly, silly dog.
Welcome to Sister Speak True Blood, where we discuss the final season 7 of the HBO series True Blood from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 71. Let's get started.
Okay.
All right, we are back to talk about the penultimate episode, almost the end. Second to the last. Number 9.
Episode 9.
Titled, Love is to Die.
We can only hope.
And
oh yeah, let me
do your
let me do my stuff. For the adult beverage selection for this episode, I was drinking some New Belgium 1554 Black Lager. It was good too, because I didn't feel like no hard liquor.
Oh
yeah. Anyway, okay. And for the funk tune of the week, it's going to be the iconic Rick James with Super Freak. Super Freak.
Super freak.
Let's grab a super freak.
Oh.
Anyway, okay.
All right. So, we merge a whole bunch of people in this one. It's hard to kind of do by character, so we need to kind of go and...
Yeah, or, we gotta just go like it.
Yeah.
Like it.
But there are parts we can merge off on. But,
yeah, we'll see.
So, we start out with the scene that we ended up with just Bill, Sookie...
Bill refusing
Jessica,
to drink.
Yeah, Pam, Eric, and Sarah. And Bill's refusing to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And Jessica and Sookie are both pissed. And they're like, what the hell are you talking about?
And Sookie's slapping him.
Well, she does later. He's like, well, no, I don't want to drink her. And they're like, why? And Jessica says, the cure is right here. Just drink her.
Mm-hmm.
And Pam, I like Pam. She's like, can y'all calm all this shit the fuck down?
Yeah, because they
lower
right upstairs.
Damn voices, okay?
Yeah. And Bill's telling them, well, I'm choosing. One of them, either Sookie or Jessica, says, well, but you have to choose to live. Or it's your choice or something. He says, I am choosing. I'm choosing the true death. I thought, yes.
Finally.
That's what I thought. Little did I know he was going to still be around.
Yeah, and I didn't get the part with Sookie slapping him. I kept thinking, okay, why are you slapping
what?
Him?
Yeah.
Because
what?
He wouldn't tell her why. And she's like, well, you need to give me a reason. He's like, well, I don't really have one.
And she slapped him.
At that moment. And she would have slapped him 3 times if Eric wouldn't have stopped her.
But I was sitting there at the moment that it happened. What I thought was, well, damn, he didn't call her out her name or nothing. What's he not slapping him?
I know. Ignorant. Mm. Ignorant.
Somebody wrote that
stupid shit. Thank you.
So, but then Jessica steps
so
up.
So Eric, when he stops Sookie from slapping him again, he's like, you need to just go. Because this shit is not going to get no better. And so Jessica's like, wait, Bill.
Release
I need you to release me.
Mm-hmm.
And I like the look that Pam gave Eric and Eric gave Pam. Like,
I know.
Oh, this is serious.
Yeah.
Because you don't do that shit lightly.
You don't ask that question lightly.
Now, I did. This is the only part I really did like with Bill. Was the part when he was telling her what a wonderful girl she turned into, or vampire she turned into, and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only part that I halfway liked with Bill in it.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I was like, well, actually, there's one other section that I liked, but that was it, really. So
well,
he releases her,
yeah.
And she's sad,
and then he walks on
out. Sookie is sobbing on Eric's shoulder, and then Jessica is sobbing on Pam's shoulder. But I like Pam's reaction better. You bleed on my jacket, you buy it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So,
all right.
Anyway, so after that, Sookie and Jessica go to Sam's house. And I don't know why they was trying to go to Sam's house. I still don't know why.
She probably wanted another shoulder to cry on.
Probably.
Or something.
Probably.
You know?
Yeah.
Knowing that Sam used to care for her ass.
And the house is empty, but there's 2 letters sitting there. One's addressed to Sookie, one's addressed to Andy. So she opens it, and he's basically saying, you know, telling her the
explaining.
Whole fucking life story of, well, I decided I need to go with Nicole because she thinks we all crazy, but I think we're just brave.
Mm-hmm.
I like Sam.
And I gotta be with my child.
I want to be with my daughter and Nicole because I love them. And you know what? I'm going up to Chicago. That ain't nothing but a stone's throw. What the fuck? First of all,
Ooh,
Chicago
is a long way from Louisiana.
Thank you. Dallas is a stone's throw from Bon Ton, probably.
Yeah.
But not no
not
fucking
no
Chicago.
Chicago.
I just didn't like to have him even more fucking country.
I know.
And then, you know, Sam has been an integral character too that they fucked up over the last 2 seasons.
That's it.
They have really fucked his character up.
And that's all we see of him.
That's it.
And
packing up with old fucking up, fucked up Nicole, who I still can't stand. But at least this time was better because I knew that was probably the last time I'd see her.
Well, and she wasn't talking either.
And she wasn't talking.
Because, but for Sam to be such an integral character, I really resented. It pissed me off that the only one scene that we see him in, it's her reading his letter.
Right.
And it's his voice because, you know, she's reading his letter. Oh, Lord. That's worse than a flashback to me.
They fucked up Sam's character, too.
They did.
So not only have they been fucking up all the women roles, they've also fucked up a couple of men roles, too.
Uh-huh. All right. So
Chicago
then,
ain't nothing but just a Thrones throw.
So then Jessica and Sookie go to the BB&G, Arlene's place.
Yeah, and I was wondering why Jessica was there, but Jessica was there to protect her.
To protect Sookie.
All of a sudden, now she needs fucking protection at night.
Yeah.
Before, she walking through the fucking cemetery in the woods and shit.
Glad you pointed that out.
They need no damn protection. But now, all of a sudden, everybody need to be fucking escorted.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All of a sudden, at the damn end.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
She needs to be escorted everywhere. Because she is escorted everywhere.
Right.
Mm. So anyway, they go in, and of course, Jessica and Lafayette kind of speak. They kind of nod at each other.
Well, you James know. Is there too.
Right.
And Lafayette's like, ooh, this is not going to be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
But BB and G is popping. Arlene's bouncing around. She's happy and
hey,
shit.
She's giving everybody drinks. She said, look. She said, well, half the town people got killed and everything. I can't wait for my customers to come back. We going to have a party ourselves.
Yeah.
So she's giving everybody drinks and stuff.
And they done cooked and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And of course, what's Sookie doing?
Sulking. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
She pulls Andy into the office so that he could read the letter in private.
Mm-hmm.
But there wasn't no need because all it said is,
I'm gone.
Quitting as mayor. Bye.
Bye. That's it. One sentence.
That's it. He resigns.
Mm.
So then we get a somewhat decent scene with James apologizing to Jessica about how everything went down.
Well, first of all, Lafayette and James are holding hands.
Right.
And Jessica kind of looks. And so, you know, James kind of said, okay, Lafayette, let me go talk to her. And so he does apologize, though.
Yeah.
Which, I don't think he got no reason to apologize.
Yeah, because they were together. Okay. That was the right thing to do. Mm. And then she apologizes back because she says, I realized Lafayette was right. I don't know much about you and I never asked.
Yep, I never asked.
So I'm sorry about that. So basically, hey, mutual thing. Let's go on our own ways, bygones and all that jazz.
And she does ask him, are you happy?
Yeah.
And she kind of looks at Lafayette and James says, yes, I think we are. And so she does tell James.
That I'm happy.
Yeah. That she's glad that he's happy.
Yeah.
With whoever it is. You know, she's glad that he's happy. So that was a nice, decent scene.
And then
though.
She says, can you make sure Sookie gets home okay? And he's like, sure. And then she leaves.
And she leaves.
So then we get Sookie sitting at the bar watching everybody get ready to eat. And
oh, you're not going to go to Hoyt?
No, let's keep on there
real quick.
So then Adlin reads her mind. She's like, you're not going to come over here and eat? She's like, no. She's like, are you okay? She's like, no. So Arlene notices and goes to talk to her.
You know what I thought about her behavior? This is what I thought about her behavior. And that is, when you are an attention whore and everybody around you is having a good time and ain't nobody paying the fuck attention to you, then what you do, you go and kind of suck. For some, because your end goal is for somebody to ask you, oh, are you okay?
Yeah.
It ain't all about you, Sookie. Bam. That's what I thought. I thought, oh, you know what? She need to go.
She did need to go.
She need to go. Everybody's smiling and talking and trying to be positive, and she's just sitting over there sulking, but she's looking at them, looking their way.
Right.
Like, okay, y'all, notice I'm over here by myself.
Uh-huh.
Shit. Oh, Lord. That bitch got to go.
So, anyway. So, Arlene goes over there and Sookie asks her, how do you keep going on? You've been through so many things and how do you start over?
Well, first Sookie tells her Bill's dying.
Oh, that's right.
Because Arlene didn't know that the Hep B and I gave it to him.
He's sick.
Yeah. And I gave it to him. And I thought, oh, everything about her.
Yeah.
Shit. You know.
Arlene was funny. She's like, he's sick already?
I like Arlene, though.
He's sick already? That's just the other day.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I didn't know I was sick either, but I fed him before we went to Fantasia. Well, shit, he's sick already?
Yeah, I like Arlene, though. I like her.
She basically says, exactly what we be saying.
Make up your mind.
You have to decide you want to move on.
Exactly. You got to decide.
Make your mind up.
You want to be happy. You want to be a positive person. You want to do whatever.
And this is the only time Sookie acknowledges.
Yes.
The fucked upness that was all Seed.
Yes.
In that, I never moved on from Bill. And that wasn't fair to all Seed. No, it wasn't.
And neither is driving around in his truck.
To your new old lover's house.
Yeah, driving around town in Alcee's turbo truck.
Yeah, because her car, I think, never did get fixed from when it got fucked up.
Yeah,
that time.
Yeah. When she was driving with that Toonsis, the background. And remember? And she jumped out the car, and the car crashed, but she didn't have a hair out of place.
Scratch
bruise, nothing. Oh, yeah. That was funny, though. But yeah, you're right. She didn't get it fixed from that, so.
I don't think so, because otherwise, why else is she still driving this truck? Anywho, I was like, oh, they're finally going to acknowledge the fact that, yeah, he died Tuesday, and she was sleeping with Bill on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Or Thursday.
No, you know? Probably the next day. So, Ami tells her exactly what any common sense person knows. You got to decide.
Yeah.
You want to survive? You will survive.
Yeah.
You want to be miserable? You will be miserable.
Yep.
You know. So then Arlene takes Sookie over to the table where everybody's sitting around eating and stuff. And
they get to eat.
You know. So Sookie sits down and joins everybody.
Yeah. Okay, so then we get...
with her needy ass. Boy, she's needy.
Yeah. So then we have Eric going to Bill's house because he wants to talk to Bill and find out why he's refusing
right.
the cure. And this is the only other part with Bill I liked because they acknowledged why, you know, Sookie is drawn to the vampires and why the vampires are drawn to her. Now, we knew, but, you know, it was good to have them say it again. And he's like, look, the only way I'm doing this for Sookie. And Eric's like, oh, please. He's like, no, I am. She will never love someone else as long as I'm on this earth.
Which
and
is
she
true.
Always comes back. She's drawn to us because she's Fae, and we're drawn to her because of her light.
Yep.
And she's never going to... And I was like, that's a good point.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, Bill says, look, I've had this dream, and it was this little death baby.
So, he said...
A black void.
He said, I dreamed Sookie was sitting in a rocking chair, and I was looking over her shoulder, and she was holding a baby, and the baby was a black boy.
Death.
That was that shadow baby from Melisandre.
Basically death, basically. Yeah. And he's saying, and I don't want that for her. That's what that's all she's going to get with us.
Which is true.
And then the only thing I could pay attention to in the rest of the scene was them nice-ass black leather crocodile pattern chairs. Did you see them chairs? Those were some nice chairs.
No, I was looking at Eric.
I was looking at Eric in the chair with his black leather, which made me notice the chair. But I like those chairs.
Those chairs were nice,
though. I like that. Mm-hmm. So anyhow, so
Bill asked Eric to talk to Sookie.
Yeah. Can you give me a favor? It's the last favor I'll ever ask you. I promise.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, okay, whatever.
All right. I'll do it.
I'll try it.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing we see, and I know I'm skipping, but we
Yeah, you are.
Well, but it
That's
kind of
okay.
goes together. We see Sarah Newland getting drug up the steps from Fantasia basement to Pam, and she's hollering and whimpering and shit, and Pam's like, I'm taking you back to Blonde.
Yeah, the Yakuza go and get her, and of course she thinks, uh-oh.
What the fuck's about to happen?
This is it.
Yep.
So, and I'm glad she's taking her hair back to Blonde, because now it looks more like her.
Yeah.
I didn't like the brown hair, no way.
No, that Mm-mm. wig needed to go.
Mm-mm.
Although that was a much better wig than they ever gave Alcide and Bill.
Well, now that's true.
So Pam is trying to color her hair, and she still has the gag on, but she can't get to all her hair. She's like, oh, shit. She's like, look, I'm going to glamour her so I can get to the rest of her hair.
Well, now, I had a question about that. Didn't Sarah Newland have on them anti-glamour contacts?
They probably plucked them out by now.
Oh, okay, because they should have explained that.
No, they've had her for a couple days. They didn't need to explain that. You better believe they have unplucked whatever she has that keeps her resistant to vampires
yeah.
by now. You
yeah.
know? The only thing I don't ever get, and I still don't get, and I don't get it at the end, and I don't get it now,
what?
Is, you know, they have all the damn Yakuza there, garden, supposedly, but they're not fucking vampires.
Yeah.
So anytime she wanted to glamour one of their eyes, she could have glamoured one of them.
No, I'm sure they were in the contacts.
Well, she could have plucked them out too.
Well,
real quick.
Anyway.
Anywho.
We know the writing sucks this season, so hey.
So she's saying to Sarah.
She's telling her what her life gonna be like.
Yeah, we gonna set you just like this chick Mary I knew back in the day at the whorehouse.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't think she was a whore either, but she was. And I'm gonna do you the same way. She's like, you're going to whore me out? She's like, I sure am.
She told her, she said, you're going to be the highest paid trollop in history if you cooperate. That's what she told her.
Yep. Because she's like, new blood is not the cure, but you going to be the full cure, and we can charge premium dollars for that.
And she said, so you are definitely, so Pam says, yeah, I'm definitely going to sell your ass. Yeah. I love Pam, though.
I love Pam.
Ooh-wee. All right.
Love her.
So let's go to Hoyt and
well,
no,
let's finish up then.
All right.
So we go back to Eric. He's done went to Belfleur's when Lafayette and James are about to take her home.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, y'all can go ahead and leave. I'll be fine. And so he's like, look, Bill wants to talk to you.
Well, first of all, she invites him inside.
No, they're at Belfleur's still.
Oh, well, yeah,
so
that's true.
They sit at the table outside, and he's telling her, look, I talked to Bill. He does know what why he's doing it, and he wants to tell you why. She's like, it don't matter. I don't care. If he
yeah.
wanna die, he's going to die. He's like, look, you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely need to know why, and you need to give him a chance to tell you.
That is, yeah, that is true.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to call on you later on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like, can I give you a lift home? And she's like, you ain't got no car. And he's like, I'm aware. And I was like, you dumbass suck. You know what the fuck he talk about.
Well,
girl, jump up in that man's hand.
Well, that's the writers did that to her.
I know.
You
but
know.
That was, I like that.
That was good.
I like that.
That was good.
Not for her, but for him.
For him. That was good. Yeah.
So then, this is what pissed me off. So then he comes, they come to her house. They get to her house. And he, you know, lands on the ground. She's like, ooh, I've never seen Bontomp that way before from the sky. You want to come in? And I'm thinking, why the fuck are you inviting him in?
You know what I put in my note right there? I put trick ho.
Thank you. I did too.
Look, trick ho.
Why the hell is she inviting him in? Trick? Look at
Woo.
That. Google.
Yeah.
Just got done talking about I never
Damn.
Got over Bill.
Oh, Lord. Oh, man.
And thank the goodness, Eric says, good night.
No, I got to be going. I got some stuff to do. And he flies on off.
Thank you.
Leaving her ass right there.
You can come in for a drink.
So then Eric.
What the fuck kind of drink? He ain't drinking y'all rusty old heavy ass.
Okay, and then here come my favorite scene in the whole episode. Eric goes back to Fantasia.
Well, let's. Okay.
Uh-huh. And there's Ginger.
Well, I was going to finish Sookie because that's only 2 seconds left.
Okay. Well, finish Sookie then.
So, Bill calls Sookie and he's like, can I call on her? She says yes. He's going to walk over. Of course, he walks through the fucking cemetery and he stops at the gravesite. So, I guess to reminisce about, okay, I'm going to be with y'all soon.
Mm.
So then, the very last scene, of course, is showing him knocking on her door and her waiting for him to come to the door, and that was it from them. Which I was glad, because it was way too much of them anyway.
Hey, okay, well, Eric goes to Fantasia, and Ginger is sitting at the bar, and she pissed.
Pissed!
She pissed, and she said, why didn't you tell me that you were cured? And Eric says, okay, look, Ginger, I've been busy, but I do apologize for
not letting
you know.
No, he didn't apologize.
Yeah.
He didn't apologize.
He said, I'm sorry.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
He says, I have been busy, but I will make it up to you. You've always been wanting to have sex, and we gonna fuck tonight.
He says, I'll make it up to you, Ginger, by fucking you. And she just like lit up like a Christmas tree.
Oh my goodness. She I went, love her. She was so
excited.
Cute.
She was so cute.
She's like, really? He's like, well, you've been wanting this, haven't you? She's like, yes.
Yes. And so
he's
says,
like, okay, so where?
Where did you imagine yeah. it?
And she was crying up
on the
throne.
But wait a minute. But that's not the cracking up part. The cracking up part is it took her, what, 2 seconds?
Well, wait. So then they get over to the throne. And he's like, okay, what's next? She's like, I straddle you.
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, come on.
Yeah.
And she is so funny. Fumbling around.
I know.
Kicking her shoes off.
She's just so excited.
She's little. She's compared
yeah.
to him.
Yeah.
She tried to climb up on his lap and stuff. That was the
funniest. Oh, it was so cute, though.
In True Blood history.
But it was
she
cute.
Ended up being the two-pump chump.
Yeah.
And
Eric was
face,
like,
no, wait. His face was like, what the fuck just happened? And she's grabbing his hair and messing his hair. But he's like, what? And she's all contorting like,
And slides down his leg onto the floor. She's just so satisfied. And I'm thinking,
what?
Are you kidding?
That was the best.
That was the best.
That was the best. I have to hand one scene out of seven seasons.
I know.
I have to hand them to them because that was an excellent way to have that scene happen.
But that's because the actor playing Ginger, she has been great ever since Ginger came on the scene.
She's been great.
You know, so that was perfect.
But the funniest part was that was fucking fantastic. She turned over
and
gets that snoring.
And was snoring.
Woo! Now that's some good stuff.
Hey, you know what? Two seconds now.
She was happy with it.
I know. I was dying laughing.
That was too much.
Oh, so then Eric goes down.
It was just the idea of it, I think, for her. She was happy because...
So then Eric, he goes, okay, well. And so he gets up and goes down to the basement.
Looking for Pam.
Looking for Pam. And the Yakuza draw their guns on him.
And Pam is fucking
chained on the table.
Again. How does she keep getting fucking caught?
You know, I was on Twitter, and I posted that very same question. Why all season is Pam being chained up?
Every fucking
You know
episode.
she can defend herself and shit.
Yeah.
What the hell's that?
I don't get it.
Oh, this is what, the third or fourth time?
Yes, it is.
I mean, come on, y'all.
Come on, man. You
don't have no other plot device you can use.
So, nope, they didn't. Damn. So, they got her chained up in a big ass wooden stake looking like a table leg something.
It did look like a coffee table leg.
Chained up and they had three, and it was elaborate. I'm like, you could have just held a stake over her heart.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had like three ropes hung up to lower it down, and they were like, okay, Eric.
Now, Mr. Gus is demanding to know.
Where you been?
Who else knows about Sarah Noon?
And Eric, of course, he looked guilty anyway.
He did look guilty though, didn't he?
Nobody.
Well, he wanted to know, okay, who knows about the cure?
Yeah.
And he said, no.
You want to see your friend, Suki Stackhouse? No. So they cut the first rope.
That was an awesome torture scene, That was
and
good.
He was like, okay, we going to tell the truth now?
Uh-huh.
Does anybody else know about the True Blood? No. Cut the second rope.
Then we have one more to go.
I'm thinking, Eric, now shit.
Come on.
You ain't going to let them kill Pam over Suki's old rasty ass.
That's what I was thinking, too. You bet not.
I know
he released her and all, but hey, he bet not.
I think that's over. That's over. Of course, they never addressed it, but that's
over.
But, so finally, he says, yes, Suki knows.
Mm-hmm.
And Gus is like, okay, great. You're finally telling the fucking truth.
Yeah, now you're being honest.
And I'm like, shit, Eric, it's about fucking time. About to have her... hurt.
Mm-hmm. And then so he says, okay, so like, where does this Suki Stackhouse live?
Yep. And
I'm saying, yelling to the TV, tell him, Eric.
I know.
Tell him so they can get in their Tokyo Drift cars and go on over there.
Fucking Tokyo Drift. So that's all of them that we see on this episode.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
But that was just too much. To have Eric have the threat of Pam getting hurt protecting fucking Suki.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Alright, so then
Hoyt.
We go to Hoyt and Bridget, and this is just, I didn't care nothing about their scenes, but
okay,
it does set it
I'm
up.
I'm pissed about this too, because at Maxine's house, Bridget is mad and she's asking Hoyt.
They're arguing.
What do you mean you don't want to have children? We need to have a conversation about this. Da, 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 da.
And he says, look, that's not what I meant. He says, but I don't even know if I'll even want kids.
Not just with you, but if I do want kids, they're going to be with you.
Yeah.
Which he was lying. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, so then she starts asking him about Jessica.
Mm-hmm.
What's about her? What you know about her? Where was you at all day long?
Mm-hmm. And he finally tells her.
Yeah, finally.
Finally, like
after
what?
After he tells her all this other shit.
Hey, I wanted to help Vampire Bill, so I took some blood over there, and yeah, I saw Jessica. But I was going over there for Vampire Bill. Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
So she's all mad and stuff, and this was what pissed me off. Why, all of a sudden, are they having her be the crazy, jealous girlfriend?
And she's supposed to be a microbiologist.
Well, I don't care what profession she is, but why are they
She'd
all
be
of a sudden,
lot more serious than that.
She was friendly, nice, supporting, and loving all until Now, and now you're going to have her be this crazy, acting, jealous girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well, he's like, well, can you quit browbeating me, please? I'm just trying to talk to you.
And then there's a knock at the door, and it's Jessica.
Yeah. And she's all... And then,
and Bridget really gets mad.
She gets really mad. He's like, oh, Jess, what's the matter? She's like, oh, Jess. Oh, okay. You
so she gives him an ultimatum. She said, look, if you walk outside that door and talk to Jessica, it's over. You don't never give no man no ultimatum.
Or woman, unless you want the actual...
Unless you are prepared for the actual outcome.
Thank you.
Because Hoyt looks at her. He don't even say nothing. He looks at her, at Bridget. He turned around and walks outside to Jessica. I said, that's what you get.
That's what you get.
Damn. Anyway, so
basically Jessica's like, no, he doesn't know me. She did say, mm-hmm. you know, he doesn't know me. We used to go out, mm-hmm. but he doesn't know that now. And it's all jacked up, but I fucked it all up. And so, of course, I think at that point, he's like, well, shit, I want to know what the hell happened. You know?
Well, she tells Oit that, you know, Bill released her, but that he's refusing to eat. Or
no,
drink.
He refused the cure. And I'm thinking, Jessica, he just fucking told you don't be telling nobody about the cure.
Mm-hmm.
So she done told Hoyt now there's a damn cure.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so Hoyt's like, look, all that doesn't matter. I need you to tell me the story of us. Mm-hmm. So she basically does. We don't see her do it.
But she does tell him that Hoyt was the first man that she ever loved. She yeah. does tell him that. Yeah. And that's when he says, okay, look. Because he's not remembering, of course. So
right.
He wants her to, okay, tell me the story. Now, what I want to know is, she obviously didn't tell him about the glamour in part.
She did.
You think?
Yeah, she did. Because she told him, we used to live together, we did, but you don't know now. That's implied. They didn't show it, but that's okay. implied that mm-hmm. that would have been one of the main things you tell. Well, how come I don't remember it?
And this is what pissed me off. While he's outside talking to Jessica, what's Bridget inside doing?
Calling Jason.
Oh, come on, girl. Call a fucking cab. You know? No. If you want to leave.
Well, and then Jason, he's got other motives, I think. Because as soon as he finds out that Jessica's over there and telling Hoyt shit, mm-hmm. he's like, oh, shit, I got to repair my friendship.
Exactly. Because he's thinking, oh, he's going to tell. She's going to tell the whole thing. Like how I slept with her and everything and ruined our friendship and the whole bit.
Right, right. Which she did.
So he rushes over there.
So as soon as he drives up, he's like, okay, but I know she probably told you some stuff. Kapow!
Hoyt pops him in the eye.
Out!
Pops him out. Boom!
Bam!
I laughed, too. I said, ooh, that's what you get.
Yep.
So, yeah, you're right. It's implied that she told him
She told him everything.
She told him all of it. Yeah.
Yeah, she told him everything.
Mm-hmm. Lord, Lord.
So,
Lord.
Anywho... So at that point, we see Hoyt and Jessica back at his house or her house, or I don't even know whose house they at. Well, it had to be his house, but Maxine's house.
Maxine Fortenberry's
yeah,
house.
Maxine's
yeah,
Maxine's house.
Mm-hmm.
And she's helping him with his hand. And yeah. he's asking her, well, how come you're ready now if you weren't ready before? So she's telling him, you know, you were the first guy. I hadn't gone through my little wild phase.
Well, first. After,
well, Hoyt, I know, but we're not going to, let's just finish them up. I know you want to go in order, let's just finish them up.
Well, Bridget drives Jason home.
I know, but,
okay,
we're trying to finish up fucking Hoyt and Jessica!
Alright.
Damn! Why is that hard to understand?
Because.
She basically is trying to say, look, I was a naive little girl, teenager, but, you know, and I wasn't ready. I had to go sow my damn oats, get through the dark side. I've done all that, so I'm ready now.
Well, she tells him also, you saved my life twice.
Right.
That's when he tells her, okay.
And now I see myself with a future with you.
Right.
A future, period.
And so then he, that's when he tells her, okay, you can put some ice on my hand.
No, you can fix my hand.
Well.
So she puts her blood on it to heal him up.
That's
she
true.
Wanted to give him blood.
Can heal it. Yep, that's true.
And I was thinking, Hoyt, don't take none of her blood. Let her just rub some of the blood.
And she did.
Yeah.
That's all she did.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't trust her eyes no more. So, of course, when they start kissing, have sex and all that, and that's all we see it in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we don't then. Okay, Bridget. She drives Jason.
And they having this stupid conversation.
She wants to take him to the hospital. He's like, oh, no, no, I've had plenty of concussions. How long was I out? She's like, 5 minutes ago. Oh, that ain't nothing. Take me home. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, that stupid ass.
And Jason's telling her, okay, but look, we ain't having sex tonight. And I'm thinking, oh, God, do we have to go there? And then, of course, she's saying, well, I just broke up with my boyfriend. That's the furthest thing from my mind. I thought, yeah, trick hole number what, four? Yeah. Anyway. And you know what? I cannot really tell you what happened. Wait a minute. What happened in the scenes after they was driving in the car? I didn't give a shit. So I got up and went to the kitchen.
Well, basically.
So you take it away.
Basically, they get to the house. He gives her some clothes. She's trying to change her flight. The lady at the airline won't do it. Jason's like, oh, is it a woman? I'll do it. And so he sweet talks the chick on the phone to change the flight without charging her money. Mm-hmm. And she's like, oh, that's cool. What if it would have been a man? He's like, well, I still would have tried, but it probably wouldn't have worked. Mm-hmm. And so she's trying to tell him, look, your looks have nothing to do with any of that. It's because you're a sweet and kind guy. He's like, yeah, well, I don't know about that. I messed up Boyd and Jessica's relationship and blah, blah, blah. And then they start talking about, she tells, I think that was when she says to him, you know, you don't give yourself enough credit, and let's go, and we're going to sleep together, but we're not going to have sex. So they go and lay in the bed, and they're just chit-chatting and talking, and he confides in her that he actually does really want kids, but he's scared that if he has a daughter, she'll end up meeting somebody like him, and he knows he wasn't married.
Yeah, well, he should be scared. So, okay, he a dog.
But, you know,
like Jason, but he a dog when it comes to
women. She basically
tells
him, look, there is nothing wrong with you, and that what Hoyt told you before was in anger. There's nothing missing in you. You just need to give yourself more credit, blah, blah, blah. Mm. That's basically all the fuck they talk about.
Right.
And that was the end of the episode. And, you know, I wish what they would have done, but I said this like 2-3 seasons ago, is kind of explained that Jason has that magnetism because even though he's not Faye, like as much as Sookie, he still has something in him that makes people draw to him, like Sookie has.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They never really explained that.
Even though he doesn't have the little powers.
I mean, they
explained
it with sexual chemistry with all the women, but they never really explained it beyond that.
Yeah.
So,
or they could have had a conversation between him and Niall when they first brought Niall there.
Yeah.
And Niall could have told him, well, even though you're not like Sookie, but you have this, you know.
Yeah, you have this little thing about you, too.
Yeah, so.
But, you know, that's basically what they're trying to say.
They dropped the ball.
So that was basically it.
Okay.
It. Mm. And so the best parts was Eric and Ginger and Pam.
That was it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was it.
That was it.
That was it.
And I kind of liked, you know, I've been kind of wanting Jessica and Hoyt to get together, but I was annoyed with how they did it all wrapped around Bridget.
Right. I'm annoyed with the whole Bridget character.
Yeah.
And introducing her at this late date.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. No. Anyway, I'm glad that episode's over. Now we only got one more.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Short and to the point. Okay, so now we can get on to our feedback.
Okay.
And our first one is from Manny.
Hey, Manny.
Hey, Manny. Hey. Just making it in under the wire with a few more quotes. I told you this is the most quotable show ever. This is, I think, before last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Number one. Bitch, you and me in a bridge ain't never motherfucking happen. That we know is Lafayette.
Oh, okay.
Number two, to Arlene, it's not you, it's me. If I had a nickel for every time I heard that, I'd have 15 cents.
Who the hell said that?
I don't know who said that. He gives us the answers later. It's Terry.
Oh. That sounds like some crazy shit Terry would say because it didn't make no sense.
Number three, there are two things I try to stay away from. People who eat a lot of fish and politics. So whatever comes next, we keep our tits up and the true blood flowing.
Oh, that must be Pam.
That has to be Pam.
Yeah, it's got to be Pam.
Yep, that was Pam. Number four, to Tara. Oh, no, don't say that. Every time a woman says we need to talk, everything goes black and I wake up surrounded by body parts.
That's Franklin.
No, that's Jason.
Oh, I thought it was Franklin.
Oh, it is Franklin.
Yeah, that's Franklin.
Oh, that was when he kidnapped
her. Yeah.
He goes crazy and kills him. Okay. And number five. What black woman you know walked down the stairs with an afro with a center part? A center part. That's Sister J.
Hey, I'm still pissed about that shit.
And this is all from A. Manny Moyer.
Boyer. Thank you, Manny.
Thank you, Manny. And I guess we had recorded before you sent this in, so.
Yeah.
We finally got it in, and we know that you probably sent something in for later, but.
Okay.
Okay. So our next email is from Lucy.
Hey, Lucy.
Hey, Lucy. Usually I have to work on Sundays, but took the day off in case I was hungover from attending the Iowa State Fair.
Ooh.
Ooh. I bet there was some good-ass food
Ooh,
there.
Ooh, yeah. State fairs are fun.
Corny dogs. Mm-hmm. Funnel cake.
Fried up stuff.
Fried turkey leg.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. So I was able to, that reminds me, the Texas State Fair is kind of be opening up, I think, at the end of September.
Weeks. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Mm-hmm. I want to go just to eat.
They gonna have fried everything. They got a fried Snicker bar. They got fried bacon cheese burger, but it's fried up.
That sounds good.
Damn.
I know last
no,
year.
No, it don't.
Last year they had fried turkey and dumplings. Mm-hmm. And they had like a cranberry dipping sauce and like a gravy dipping sauce.
They got stuff like.
That shit sound good.
Hey, they got stuff like fried macaroni and cheese.
Now that's good.
Fried cheese jalapeno grits.
Fried Twinkies.
They got fried Twinkies. Yep. They got fried everything.
Some of it sounds good. Now, the Twinkie, no. But the fried turkey and gravy, I wanna get some of that.
Mm-mm, no.
Okay, so she says, all that from the State Fair. She says, so I was able to watch the episode live instead of on the TiVo. Tried to tweet along, but tweet wouldn't go. I was glad I drank before the episode this time. Although, I may have nodded off in the middle. Look forward to your recap to find out what I missed, because I'm sure not going to watch that turd again. I know that's right, Lucy. Number one. So, Mr. Gus doesn't know where Sookie lives? Seriously? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Number two. What's the matter with Bridget's chest? Did she have two different sized implants?
Oh.
I couldn't even concentrate on the conversation she was having with Jason. Her boobs look so weird.
Whoa!
What? I didn't notice her boobs.
I'm going to have to go back and notice it then.
Did she even have boobs?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I knew she had them, but they must not have been that big, so I didn't notice. Huh. Didn't notice that.
I didn't notice.
I'm not going back to watch it. Ha. Number three, voicemail commenters are sounding so sad when they call in.
I know it. They do.
Especially Shalita. So glad we only have one more to go.
Yeah.
I know that's right. Number four, if next week is going to be a clip show of Beal and Sookie highlights, I'd better drink before that one too.
Yeah.
Thanks to you, sisters, and all of the Sister Speak family for the free entertainment. Sorry for the long-ass email, my first. Lucy the Splainer from Des Moines.
Thank you, Lucy. Yeah, well, we already...
She said she nodded off.
Hey, we already established that for every episode this season, you need to have an adult drink first.
Just to curb the cussing.
Yeah.
And throwing a shit you're bound to do.
To do.
Yeah. Save your TV screen.
Yeah. So, thank you, Lucy.
Thank you, Lucy. Okay, our next email is from Shalita.
Hey, Shalita.
And voicemail. So she says, hey, sisters. Here's my feedback for the penultimate episode of True Blood. I was bored. I mentioned the parts I liked on the audio. The only stuff I forgot was I got teary-eyed when Bill released Jessica. Mm. Didn't cry, but was teary. A little.
Mm.
Loved Pam being sarcastic and comforting at the same time.
I like that.
Oh, and as much as I hate Bill, I usually like his and Eric's scenes. But seriously, what the fuck was the point of any of this? So now Eric is playing marriage counselor? What the fuck?
Mm.
Anywho, can't wait to hear what y'all have to say. I was glad when this bullshit is over. It really breaks my heart to see how this once fine show is ending.
I know.
That's the part,
I know.
That's what pisses me off, too.
I know.
Because we like the the show. Now, it had issues, but it was mostly enjoyable. But, man, this season ain't nothing been enjoyable. Nothing.
I mean,
Okay, so she has a voice most. Let me go ahead and play that, too.
Okay.
Hey, sisters. It's Shalita from Philly. Home after a fabulous weekend at the Monster Mania Con in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Had a ball. Hope you guys enjoyed the sound bites. Now on to True Blood. Let's see. I'm going to do one of Bunny's things. Well, I am Ginger and Ginger is me, but damn it, I would have lasted longer than that. That was priceless. Love that scene. And they had me all tense and worried when the guys had the stake over Pam. Oh, they had me scared on that one. But Eric made the right choice. I guess I'm happy Hoyt and Jess are together, but it was kind of anticlimactic. Everything at this point is so anticlimactic that I just have trouble caring. But as long as, you know, Pam and Eric and Lala have some kind of semblance of a happy ending and nothing too bad happens to, you know, everybody else except Sookie and Bill, I'll be happy. But if Sookie can bury herself along with Bill next week, I'd be real happy with that. Just go, go, ho, go. And leave everybody else alone. And I'm kind of glad Sam left with Nicole because he needed to be there for his baby. Surprised about the love thing, but, you know, whatever. Anyway, not enough Lala as usual. It was kind of boring. That's all I have to say is next week's the finale. And if this had happened years ago, I'd be all upset and emotional. And, oh, bring my show back. Don't cancel my show. But right now, I'm just like, put a fork in it. It's done. It's done. Okay. Thanks, you guys. And have a good one. Bye.
Oh, thank you, Shalita,
for that voicemail.
Yeah, I'm with you, girl. Yeah, I am Ginger and Ginger is me. But, hey, I would have lasted a lot longer than that.
Thank you.
I mean, that was way
quick.
Make
it worth your while.
I know.
But that was hands down the best.
The best way they could have done that.
Because Ginger has always been comedy.
Yes.
On True Blood. And what other way? That could not have been any better any other time.
I know. And it also honored Ginger's wish. Her wish.
Which we were saying. Just go ahead and sleep with her.
Sleep with her, you know.
All those years since 1980, whatever that was.
I know it.
Four, two,
I know
whatever.
So, I know. Yeah. So I really did like that. But you're also correct, Shalita, in that I think a lot of people feel the same way you felt about Jessica and Hoyt and stuff. We like those people, but you know, at this point, who cares?
Yeah, I don't care. And the way they did it is so roundabout.
I don't care.
Wrapped up in Bridget, who we didn't fucking care about.
I don't even care about
that. They should have had him come home by himself, but then that wouldn't have given Jason anyone to connect with.
Yeah.
So that was their point. But
yeah,
still,
that was their point.
You know?
Anyway,
but she goes on to say, until next time, Shalita. P.S. Since I didn't get a glimpse of any Lala in the final promo, the only thing I care about next week is Pam and Eric flying off and being fabulous together.
Yeah.
Ooh, yes. We'll be talking about the finale another day.
Yeah.
But also, we need to acknowledge, Shalita, your MonsterCon epic grab bag of audio clips that you sent us. All the pictures that you posted on Facebook.
Oh, Shalita, you are rock star,
awesome.
Girl.
Rock star.
Rock
so
star.
So we will definitely be having a bonus episode or something where we can talk to Shalita about who she met.
Yes.
Listen to the clips.
Yeah, we need to do
and, that. And have everybody listen so we can get all excited for The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
You were great, Shalita. Just
awesome.
Great.
Those audio clips and pictures are awesome.
They're just awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yep.
Rockstar.
Yep.
Okay, our next email is from Bunny.
Hey, Bunny.
Hi, my sisters, Jay and Kay. Hope you are both well. I would like to send a shout out to my sister from another mister, Widow Urine, Sherry. She also does not like Sansa. I have to admit, it was not so bad. I miss Widow Urine, and I miss Game of Thrones.
I know.
They showed it. They had an episode on the other day, and I was watching it like I had never watched before. I was like, it was like I was starved for something good on HBO. Because
yeah,
this shit has been so damn terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so she says, I have to admit this was not so bad of an episode. On with my fragmented thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe Sam drove off. I can't believe Jessica got blood on Pam's jacket. I can't believe Bill gonna die. I can't believe how pretty Lafayette looked.
Yep.
He did.
He did look good.
I can't believe Hoyt walked out on Bridget.
Yeah,
now for the best scene of the whole season. They cannot top this if they tried. When Derek told Ginger he will fuck her, the look on her face is priceless.
I know.
It was.
It was wonderful.
The look on Eric's face was unbelievable. When she fell to the floor, I thought she died. I laughed so hard. I laughed so hard, I peed myself and had to run for my Depends.
Funny! Oh, my goodness.
I could not stop laughing. Ginger gave an Emmy-winning performance, but if Eric said to me, let's fuck, I would have tied his ass to the bed. I had a real good time watching this scene. I know that's right. Much love, sisters, and we'll look forward to the podcast. As always, Bunny.
Thank you, Bunny, for the email. Oh, I'm with you. Yeah, I would have tied Eric down so he couldn't go nowhere.
Up, Jack.
Ooh, Lord.
And then she had a second email that's really about Walking Dead, but we'll go ahead and read it. She's like, hello again, Sister J&K. Finally, I am caught up on The Walking Dead.
Ooh, wow.
Ooh, Bunny, you was powering through that.
You sure was.
First question, is The Walking Dead the zombies or the characters that are alive? That's the point.
That's
Bunny.
The point.
You have to decide that.
Yep.
I'm surprised myself and like the show. Now I am used to the zombies because I watch Face Off. And they show how the makeup is done, so I'm not so afraid of them.
Exactly, yeah.
That's a good show, ain't it, Bunny?
Yeah, I watch Face Off too, Bunny,
I
really like it. And if you like the Face Off, then you ought to be watching Skin Wars. It comes on the Game Show Network. It is awesome.
But it's just body paint, though.
Oh, but it has to look like something. It looks like they have stuff on, but it's their naked bodies.
I know.
Oh, I think it's excellent.
You tried to get me to watch it, but it's okay. But it's not like Face Off.
I like it.
Creating creatures and stuff.
That's true.
She says, I love Shane, and now I love Rick. Did not care for him as a farmer, but now he and Michonne are my favorite.
Yep.
Carl has grown quite a bit, and to me, he is like still water. It runs deep and dirty. Some reason, I think he will surprise us.
Yeah, I think so.
Cannot wait for the new podcast to participate in The Walking Dead. Just one question. Where do you go to the bathroom in a freight car? As always, Bunny.
Thank you, Bunny, for Bunny. The Walking Dead
I'm
question.
Sure in
and,
the corner.
I was going to say, in the corner.
But in that Atlanta heat.
Ooh, you know it's stinky up in
there. Thank you, Bunny. Glad you caught up, because that's our next thing.
Yeah, we only got about a month.
A month, that's really it.
And then Walking Dead. Woo, and Morgan's going to be back. I can't wait.
I just can't wait to see The Walking Dead.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Okay, our next email is from Zombie Mom.
Hey, Zombie Mom.
Oh, Lord, the only thing I can seem to remember from that whole episode is Ginger.
Yeah.
Shaking my head. Damn, Ginger, damn. Zombie Mom. I know, that's right.
That's epic.
You're like, Ginger, you had the chance.
I know.
You're just going to waste it
you
like that?
At least made it last all night or something.
Something.
Until the daybreak.
That was perfect, though. That was just too funny.
It was great.
Thank you, Zombie Mom.
Thank you, Zombie Mom.
Okay, our next email is from Tristan.
Hey, Tristan.
Hey, sisters. Crystal and I decided that since you two seemed to like our last email, we'd write y'all again. We couldn't stop laughing when Ginger finally got her chance to shine and passed the fuck out after a few seconds of it. Eric's confused look as he asked her if she'd be okay was priceless. That's what made it fun.
I know.
After hyping it up for 7 seasons, that was the best way it could have ended, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it was really nice to finally have Bill admit to Eric that the only reason that either of them give a fuck about Sookie is because she's fake.
Exactly.
Yes. Which Eric admitted to. But then Bill went and fucked it all up by basically giving Eric the, do you like me? Check yes or no. Pass a note to Sookie.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh darn it. This episode got a lot of hate on Reddit, and it kind of deserved it. There were some great scenes, but most of the episodes were just garbage.
Yep.
When we first started watching True Blood, we wouldn't drink at all because we didn't want to forget anything. Now we have to start about an hour and a half early. were properly lubricated enough just to stand it.
I know it. I know.
See, I keep forgetting to get my drink.
Oh, ready. No. I start my drink at least an hour, sometimes 90 minutes before.
That's what he said.
So by the time I'm actually watching the episode,
you
that's my second.
Mellow.
Yeah. Second or third.
So here's the gripes in no particular order.
Okay.
Even after being told multiple times that they were supposed to be quiet so the Yakuza wouldn't hear them, Suki and Jessica kept yelling and slapping Bill.
Yeah!
Really, girls? Way to completely not be concerned with your situation.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? Suki decided that she really just needed a Sam hug to get over Bill?
That's what we saying! Why the hell did she even go over there?
That's what I was wondering!
Mm-hmm.
As someone pointed out on Reddit, she hadn't been there since season 2 or 3. So what the fuck was the point? Aside from the fact that someone had to go and wrap up his storyline.
Oh,
that
Lord.
Was it.
Yeah.
They needed to wrap the storyline
up.
They could have just had Arlene fighting in the office or something.
Or something.
Pam was caught and silvered once again. Really?
Yeah.
Really, Pam?
Yeah.
It seems like every time the writers are afraid that the scene would call for Eric to be in a total badass and killing everyone, they just cut to Pam somehow being tied down with some thin-ass silver chains and have her cry for Eric to save her.
Yeah.
And even though he could easily whirl around the room and kill everyone before they can react, like he did with Nan Flanagan's armed goons,
Jodie.
He instead just surrenders. What the actual fuck?
Yep.
See, that's what I'm
that's
saying.
That's a good point.
And let's not forget that during season 4, when the necromancer witch was doing her spell to make vampires walk into the sun, everyone had to layer themselves with 70 pounds of industrial-grade silver tow truck chains just to not get up and walk out. So we don't want to hear about her being held down by some Forever 21 bracelet.
Forever 21 bracelet. Oh, that's good.
Woman up. That's a good point, Tristan.
That's a good point, Tristan.
A very good point.
Mm, mm, mm.
Yeah, because they had them heavy-ass chains.
Yeah, they did. That's a good point.
And Suki needed a ride home after completely killing the mood at that party, even though she and Jessica drove to Sam's place, and then probably walked to the BB&G. His trailer was right behind the bar, as we recall.
Thank you.
This means that Alcee's truck would have still been there somewhere. But when she didn't go with Lafayette and said she was going to talk to Eric, the camera panned over and showed a completely empty parking lot. At which point, Eric offered to give her a lift, and she asked where his car was. Really, Suki? As much as you hang around vampires, it has never once occurred to you that they can fly, either fly around or just throw you on their back and run really fast?
She knew Eric could fly.
She knows Eric can fly, and she...
But
she
that's asked, a good point about the truck.
Yeah, where was the truck?
That's a good point, because, I'm thinking back to that
scene. Unless Jessica took it.
And it was empty.
But Jessica wouldn't have taken his
truck. No. She would have just used her vampire speed.
And Suki didn't really ask him, where's your car? She said, you don't have a car. And he's like, I'm aware.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm a fly.
Hmm.
But still, the whole point is, where was the damn
truck? Yeah, where was the truck?
Also, as a side note, that was joked about on Reddit, the show could have redeemed itself by having Eric sing A Whole New World to Suki as they flew. But no, another wasted.
I don't want to see that.
Like in Aladdin or something?
No, I don't want to see that. No.
Was it just us, or did Big John forget to say Massa at the end of the stereotypical slave talk speech?
Thank you.
To quote Crystal, what the fuck kind of Driving Miss Daisy bullshit was that?
Oh, well, you know what kind of Driving Miss Daisy bullshit that was.
Well, that's it for the gripes. We'll just have to tune in next week to Fangs of Our Lives to see how it all ends. P.S. Because we love y'all so much, and only because of that, we will re-watch Game of Thrones from the get, making sure to stop and listen to your reactions each time, and we'll see if we can get back into it. Honestly, though, after the second episode of the last season, at the end of the party, trying not to give spoilers for those who haven't caught up, they gave us the one thing that we've been wanting the whole time. So we felt satisfied enough to stop watching it there. But we'll see what happens.
Oh, no, you need to watch it.
You gotta keep going, Tristan.
Woo! You missed a whole lot of good stuff.
Sure did.
You missed a lot of good stuff. So y'all need to go back.
He said they're going to go back and watch it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tristan.
Thank you, Tristan.
And hey, Crystal.
Hey, Crystal.
Now, Tristan, I know you knew, but that was a long motherfucking email. Now, y'all need to keep that shit short.
Except we know with the finale coming up, ooh, that's going to be some long
shit. We know there's going to be some long ones in there.
And don't give us no recap for the whole season. We don't need that. We want to know about the finale and your feelings.
Yeah, but they might add in their feelings about the whole season. Like,
hey, we know it sucks.
It did.
Yeah.
The last season, or last episode.
The whole season.
Yeah.
Sucky. All right.
Thank you, Tristan.
Thank you, Tristan.
Okay, our next email is from Sasha.
Hey, Sasha.
Hey, sisters. I'm drowning my True Blood sorrows by listening to back episodes of your podcast. I was just wondering if you watch Vikings and if you would consider doing a podcast.
Oh, I love Vikings. Ragnar Lothbrok is my man. And Ragnar, oh my God. She is
Sasha,
too.
Why did you get her started?
And the actor that they got playing the grown-up Bjorn, he is perfect. And let me add this. For all you Viking fans, need to go on YouTube and get the San Diego Comic-Con. They had the whole Viking cast up there, except the actor playing Siggy and the actor playing Floki, which is Alexander Skarsgård's brother, they weren't there. But everybody else is there. And the History Channel writer, producer, and the stuff that you got to listen to the to their whole panel, because the stuff that's coming up in the next season is going to blow us all away. But yeah, I would love it, because they're going to have some slavery, some Africans, the Franks, everything in the season coming up. So,
how many episodes are in each season?
I think there was 10 or 11.
You might be able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, because they just finished season 2. But the thing I like about the Vikings, for those of you that have not watched it, I would encourage you to watch it. It's on the History Channel. But the thing I like about it, which when you view the YouTube Comic-Con panel, then you'll understand what I mean. And that is, the Vikings actually did these things. This is history. And they're not sugarcoating it. And they're not, you know, changing it or nothing. And it's just like they have pointed out. The Vikings discovered, if you will, or they were in what we now call North America way before Columbus even sailed. So, I mean, I love it. But yes, I watch the Vikings.
When is it coming back? Because I don't know if I'll be able to get into it by all that.
It's not coming back till 2015.
Oh, okay.
So about March or April, maybe.
I don't know, Sasha. I did watch, three episodes, and I liked it.
But, I love it.
You know, I didn't finish, so I must not have been that enthralled with it. Something else probably came on.
I love it. But yes, I will not be missing Vikings. I love it.
She says, it is so good. I think you'll love it since you enjoy Game of Thrones.
Yep.
I'm with Sister J. I love Dominion and really hope they renew it.
I do too.
Anywho, counting down to the finale, True Blood has been a big part of my life and I'll miss it, but it's time for it to go.
It is time.
Even though I'll miss that hunk of burning Viking.
Ooh, yeah.
My husband just turned to me after Sunday night's episode and said, I can't wait for this shit to be over. I feel him. I just discovered you two recently, but I already feel very much part of the fam.
Yay!
Thank you for the laughs. Talk to you soon. Sasha from South Beach.
Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you, Sasha.
That's a very nice compliment. We appreciate it.
Woo-hoo.
South Beach. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, your husband's right. I can't wait for this shit to be over.
Yeah, but I took it like it's probably because she's swooning for Alexander Skarsgård.
He's waiting for the whole shit.
The whole shit. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all are.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, our next email is from Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie. And her subject line is, who knew Ginger is a one pump chump? It was more like two pumps.
Yeah.
Hey, lovely sisters and the Sister Speak family. First of all, thanks so much to you ladies and the rest of the family for your more than kind words about the photo I posted on your page with the True Blood ditties.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you ladies had a chance to try that fruity rum punch recipe. That stuff is like pure estrogen.
What?
The antioxidants and vitamins in the fruit juices totally balance out the booze, right?
Yeah. Right? I am going to try it, though. I am going to try it, too,
but I might have to substitute the rum part, because I can't handle no rum.
Oh, you don't like rum, huh?
That's too strong for me. As for this episode, both Rocky and Sookie can get the fuck out of here for insulting delicious dirty rice, much less a damn free meal from Big John and Arlene.
I know!
Big John should have bitch slapped both those ungrateful tricks. Fuck Sookie for pouting at the bar like an asshole.
Exactly.
For every girl's night, you know we all have that one asshole drama queen friend who has to mope around like a spandex wrapped turd, desperate for attention.
See? Exactly what I said.
Stupid Sookie. Your dumbass slumps there in front of every fucking body while they're trying to sit down to a nice meal.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, Arlene has to drop everything to cheer your sour ass up.
Yep.
Ugh. I'm probably projecting my own issues, but double ugh.
No, but you're right, Jackie. We all got that friend, that drama person that everybody's having a good time. Ain't nobody paying attention to her. So she got to mope or do some other kind of shit to make it about her. Damn, I hate that.
Maybe they going through something.
I hate that shit.
The best scenes, hands down, was Ginger and Eric's love scene.
Yep.
Real talk. We all know that's exactly how it would go down if any of us in the Sister Speak family were in her shoes.
Oh, hell no. I beg to differ with you, Miss Jackie. Oh, hell no. He's still be going today.
Oh, Lord. Complete with exhausted, awkward thumbs up and poor Eric staring down at us in concern.
Oh, no. Oh, no, ma'am.
Watching Ginger is like watching your drunk auntie trying to seduce the best man at a wedding. A.K.A. awesome. That was the best scene.
That was a good scene.
If I could just buy that scene and have it on
TV. Oh, somebody will put it on YouTube.
Well, I want to see the outtakes. Because you know,
yeah. There
is no way they filmed that once.
Yeah.
They had to have filmed that at least 10 times.
And I bet they was laughing.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
After all these seasons with Maynads, Ifrits, Billith, Possessed Witches, and Russell fucking Edgerton as the big bads, it's fucking bullshit that the big bad of this series fucking finale is basically a dozen Yakuza and a weird Japanese cowboy.
Yeah.
Are you shitting me? That badass Pam is perpetually getting snatched up by these dummies.
Thank you.
And a newly cured Eric couldn't have dispatched that whole room of humans.
That's what I'm saying. That's what you said.
Really? They couldn't even have made them vampire, demon, Yakuza ninja dudes or something? Hold on. I need another sip of my rum punch before I put my fist through something. That's what I'm saying, Jackie.
Yeah.
How the hell are you going to have Yakuza policing vampires and ain't none of them motherfuckers vampires?
Yeah. Well,
I don't get it.
You keep asking that question. I don't have no answer. I don't know.
As always, thanks again for another awesome episode. Extra kudos to our badass correspondent, Shalita, for all of those awesome pics and sound bites.
Yeah.
Way to get us in the mood for The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Love, Jackie. P.S. Nate says, hey, sisters.
Hey, Nate. Ooh, thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie. We were thinking the same
way. Yeah.
I didn't mind Gus, except that I don't like what the fuck I have him wearing. I don't like the Yakuza Tokyo Drift fucking cars.
Yeah, but
other than that, I didn't mind Gus.
But she got a good point, and that is, these are badass vampires. They could have cleaned up that whole room.
Cleaned it up.
The whole room in like 2 seconds.
We already know how fast Pam and Eric are. They both fly.
And even when Eric had the Hep B veins, he was still dispatching them.
Yes.
And now he's cured, you know he quick.
But my point is, when they were in the camp last year.
Yep.
And they were in that room and they had those guns on them and they wanted him to kill Pam and Pam to kill him. You see how quick they were able to jump up. Fly, get the people at the top of the guns, come back down, smash in the glass. I mean, come on.
That's what I'm saying. And they got Pam being snatched all the time. That was at least the third or fourth time.
Yes, it was.
This season.
Ridiculous.
I mean, yeah.
Ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
Yep. Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Jackie.
Okay, our next piece of feedback is a voicemail, so let me play that now.
Okay.
Hello, sisters. I'm Benjamin from Colorado. And I've been with the show since a long, long time. I just want to say thank you for everything. Thank you for washing my hands and drying my drapes. And it's been a fun ride. I've been with you since reality TV, and I just enjoy it. Do the Game of Thrones, True Blood, Walking Dead, whatever you guys do, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to miss our True Blood, but we always have Game of Thrones and Walking Dead. And Sister K, love you. Love the Australian Big Brother that you guys are going to be doing soon. And Sister J, you did go off on that political stuff in Texas and Ted Cruz and all that stuff. It doesn't matter. I don't agree with it, but Whoopi Goldberg and Rosie O'Donnell are going to be on The View. So maybe you can have a special weekly segment on stupid stuff Whoopi Goldberg and Rosie O'Donnell says. That should be a blast. But anyways, I'm going to keep listening. You guys keep podcasting. And thank you and the family for everything. Bye.
Well, thank you, Benjamin, for that voicemail.
Thank you, Ben.
And, I remember our reality TV days. That was when we first started. So you've been with us for a long time. So
long time.
Thank you. And, Benjamin, I know you ain't trying to read me about no political shit.
No, he was saying he didn't agree with you, but he said maybe you could talk about... Mm. He didn't mind it.
Okay.
So maybe you could talk about Rosie O'Donnell.
Okay. Well, first of all, them two people that you mentioned, I don't watch no shit they in. So, that's not going to happen. I don't watch The View. I think it's stupid. I think Whoopi's stupid. Rosie O'Donnell is beyond stupid.
Oh, Lord.
Anyway.
Benjamin.
So that won't
Benjamin, be. Benjamin, don't be bringing up politics and shit no more.
So that won't be happening.
I thought
happening.
I had told y'all last time about that shit.
So that won't be happening. But, hopefully you'll still be following us to The Walking Dead.
He says he listens
and, to us. And we'll decide at some point whether we're going to fill in with something else.
Something else, yeah.
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 So there might be a new one coming up.
Might be a new one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But thank you very much, Benjamin.
Thank you, Benjamin. I think he actually sent us a second voicemail, so let me play that one.
Okay, cool.
Hey, sisters. It's Benjamin from Colorado calling again. I forgot to mention, you remember the time I was with Sister K, and we were on Twitter, and we were tweeting back and forth, and then she told me to get off the line and go watch TV, and that was the night of the Red Wedding. Boy, I thank her, because I had forgotten what night it was, and when she told me to click off, I turned on the TV, and what a show. You guys make life so much better of TV watching. Thanks again. Big fan.
Ooh, Benjamin, you got a good memory.
He does have a good memory.
You know, I don't remember that specific night, but I do remember tweeting and talking with people all. I mean, I tweet a lot, but
yeah.
I usually tweet right before the shows. During HBO shows, I don't tweet because.
Yeah.
But yes, I'm so glad that you stopped and you actually watched it, because you had to watch that one live.
Live. It was
it
so
was
shocking.
So shocking.
Woo! Damn!
A damn Red Wedding!
Oh, damn!
But I still can't get over that.
I know. Thank you, Benjamin.
And we are so happy that you are enjoying the podcast.
Yeah.
It's so much fun to do and to talk with all y'all about all stuff
mm-hmm.
of and, our favorite shows.
And, I think he mentioned in his other voicemail that he listens to your Big Brother Australia, too.
Yeah, it's Big Brother, and we're just... finishing up UK.
Mm-hmm.
The US version still going, but I don't watch that one. The other girls do.
Mm-hmm.
And then Australia is going to start in about a week and a half. So I'm excited for Australia.
Okay. Can you understand them?
Yeah, they speak English.
Well, yeah, but I mean, their accents are really strong.
We can understand Tim.
Yeah, that's true.
And Stephen, even though he's not Australian, but still. Yeah, you can understand
Stephen's in England.
I know, but you can understand. When I watched the UK version, I understood them.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't get all of the references they talk about because I don't know the people. But
I have to have the words.
I understand the word. Well, they don't have words. It's on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, well.
See, you've been jacked up.
That's why I don't watch it. Thank you, Benjamin.
Thank you, Benjamin. And we look forward to hearing from you when the Australia Big Brother starts, to hear what you have to say about it. All right, our next email, Speak of the Devil, is from Tim.
Hey, Tim!
Hey, Tim! Were your ears burning or your palms itching?
Palms itching means you're getting money.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey there, the amazing sisters of the K&J variety. I can't believe that this is the second to last episode of True Blood Forever.
Yeah.
Just when I was starting to learn some valuable life lessons, too. Firstly, if you're a guy and you want to chat up a girl, you should say straight up, I'm not going to be sleeping with you tonight. And throw a bag of peas on your groin to illustrate the point.
Oh, Lord.
That way, women will jump into bed faster than corn popping, even if they have just dumped their boyfriends.
Oh, Lord.
And don't worry, ladies, this works both ways. If you're wanting to get with a man, the best thing to do is cry blood and say, hey, the reason why you keep looking at me is that I wiped your memory. But trust me, you're totally in love with me. Apparently, this is one of the hottest things that a woman can say and will not be interpreted as creepy or stalky. I'm sure you've already talked about the best sex scene in the history of television. Plenty.
I know.
Ginger has finally stolen the show right from underneath everyone else's feet.
Yep.
Every scene that she has been in this year has been incredible.
That is right, though.
It has.
I agree with you, Tim.
That's the one character they did not fuck up.
Yeah.
And they actually progressed her throughout mm-hmm. the whole series.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if Jason likes Pink the color or Pink the musician. Only one of these things is forgivable.
I think he meant the color,
but he didn't say the color pink.
No.
He just said, I like pink.
Pink.
Yep.
I took it like he meant the color.
That's what I thought. Hmm. I like Pink's music about as much as I like Jennifer Connelly in movies.
Ooh! I know! Ooh! Oh, my goodness.
Okay, do y'all remember when Pink had like an R&B album when she first came out? Now, that's the Pink I like. I don't like the Pink of today, the music, her music.
I know who she is, but I don't listen to none of her shit.
Well, I think it was like...
I cannot imagine her doing no R&B.
She did. It was like I think it was her first album in the 90s. It was more of an R&B type feel. It wasn't rock at all. Mm. And she actually sounded good. I liked that album, but anyway.
Mm.
I did laugh, though, and my mind went straight to Sister J when Eric went downstairs and found Pam tied up in silver again. Sister J, can you please do your amazing impression of Trap Pam bleeding Eric? The last time you did it, I couldn't help laughing for ages afterwards.
I forget. I don't know.
When she's like, Eric. Just try it, Sister J.
No!
Tim, she being belligerent. I sometimes wonder if Eric is pleasantly surprised when he walks into a room and finds that Pam hasn't been captured by the Yakonomo Corporation.
Mm.
I know. But all is right with the world once again.
Once again.
My Sarah Newland can be tied up in a basement, gagged and terrified for her life.
Shit.
But even under the circumstances, she somehow manages to find a way to be blonde again. And so now all is right with the world.
Oh,
you
Lord.
You go, Sarah. He was saying last time that he wants her to go back to blonde.
Yeah. You got your wish.
You got your wish, Tim. Hope all is well with you and the family. See you next week for the last episode. No, not the last episode. Best wishes, Tim.
Thank you, Tim, for that email. Yeah, it's going to be the last episode, the last period. Finale.
Good riddance, because I mean, at this point, it's just tiresome to even watch.
It's time for it to go.
Tiresome to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Tim. Okay, our next email is from Aaron.
Hey, Aaron.
Hey, Sister J, Sister K, and family. I hope I'm not too late. I'm getting pretty excited about the finale. This last episode was pretty good. One, they sure are tying up these loose ends pretty quickly, and I'm totally fine with that. Guess we won't get a long, teary goodbye from Sam. Looks like Jessica realized Lala was right all along. Mm-hmm. Glad that's cleared up, too.
Yep.
Number two, why was everybody talking shit about Big John's dirty rice?
Yeah!
Just eat the free food, people!
Yeah!
Well, I don't like dirty rice either. Actually, I do like dirty rice. I don't like jambalaya.
Yeah, see, but I like dirty rice. Mm-hmm.
Number three, I guess the whole Jessica Hoyt thing was all right. It's simply not, if not simply inevitable. I always felt bad for him anyway. Mm-hmm. Kind of funny that he got up to punch Jason again. All I could think about was with Jason's scenes were those nasty satin sheets of his. Maybe Bridget will buy him some new ones.
Oh,
or maybe
Lord.
Jason can find a girlfriend who hasn't dated his former best friend.
Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
That's true. Number four, I'm so done with Bill and Sookie's pity party.
I know it.
It's my fault Bill's sick. It's my fault Sookie's life is terrible. Just turn her or die already.
Yes.
My eyes were rolling so hard every time he said something about calling on Sookie. I know, because it was weird that he kept using that phrase when he'd never used that phrase before. Can I call on you, Sookie? Five. I know every fan of Mr. Northman was cracking up over that scene with Ginger.
Yeah.
That was too much. Good for you, Ginger.
Yeah.
Laughing my ass off.
That was excellent.
Six. Damn it all, I was so happy when, and then they had to remind me that the Yakuza was still in town. When they asked Eric for Sookie's address, I hope Pam would say, that's all you want? Sookie Stackhouse, Bon Ton, just off Hummingbird Road. Here, let me up and I'll drive you. I hope Eric kills them all and saves Pam. Then they can go off on an adventure using Sarah to save other vamps. Thank you, sisters, for getting me through this rocky season. I'll be sad to see True Blood end, but it's time to meet the sun.
Yes.
Until next week, take care, sisters. Erin.
Thank you, Erin.
Thank you, Erin.
For that email. Yes, it's time for them to meet the sun. All of them. Except for Eric and Pam.
And Pam.
Yeah. But yeah, it's time for this to be over.
When they were in... Belfleur's, was that Willa at the end of the table?
Willa.
Was it her?
Because
I kept thinking, where the fuck's Willa? And I thought, oh, that's
she
her. Like
around.
For a split ass second.
Mm-hmm.
A split second.
Mm.
Ridiculous.
That's later.
Redonkulous.
Anyway. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Erin. Okay. Our next piece of feedback is a voicemail, and it's from Joseph.
Hell
okay. So let's play that now.
Cool.
Hey, sisters. It's me, Joseph, from Las Vegas. I really, really, really enjoyed the second to last episode of the series finale of True Blood. It again, just like, I think it was episode 7, or no, episode 8, where we only saw, like, not that much of Bill and Sookie. But I was a bit worried with how episode 8 ended with Bill and Sookie, and in general, what we saw in throughout the episode, for me, I felt the presence of Hoyt really dominated the episode. It was so nice seeing them back together, and since okay, you were right, they definitely hooked it up again, and you know, it was really nice to see that. And then we were kind of seeing some closure too with Jason and probably fighting his one and only girl in the show. It was sad to see Sam leave, but, you know, it's a series finale. He has to go somewhere, and I'm glad they've wrapped up his storyline, but I wish they could have done something more with him. But obviously, he's, in the past, he's been very involved, and, you know, it got a bit too much, you know. We all know that. And, you know, I'm really hanging out there that it's gonna end, hopefully, the Big Bang. But, yeah, oh my god, I was out of it. I was rolling so hard seeing Ginger and Eric, and oh, it was just like when Eric came into Fantasia and then we see Ginger, I'm like, oh wait, are they gonna do it? And then it was full of comedy, and I think that's what we really needed to end the series in a good way. And you know, the past of Ginger, how she's been like that throughout the entire series, and we finally saw her backstory, and seeing that happen on screen in episode 9 was just absolutely fantastic. So, okay, talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you, Joseph, for that voicemail.
Thank you, Joseph.
And yeah, they did. At least they did Ginger right, though, because she has been there since season 1. I mean, she has been there, and for them to... I did like the episodes where we got her backstory.
I love those.
And yeah. And then now to bring it full circle where she actually gets what she wants. I mean, it was so hilarious.
And even though it was a 2 second.
I know, but it was great.
That was great. Thank you.
I know. That was great. Yeah.
Yes. Just one more episode to go. Thank you, Joseph.
I'll be kind of glad.
Yes. So thank you. That was our last feedback for this episode. Thank you all for your patience again.
Yep.
And getting all the feedback in. We have one more episode to go, the finale. So definitely get your feedback in. We are going to take any voicemail, any taglines, any emails that go in through our either our website comments or the actual email address, and we're going to put y'all in a hat for a prize, and we're going to have two winners.
Yep.
One will get a Sister Speak True Blood t-shirt, and another will get a Lafayette Funko Pop figurine.
It's a little doll.
Yeah, the figurine. They know what it is.
Okay.
So
it's really cute, too, the Lafayette one.
Get your feedback in. Email, voicemail, comment on the website. We're not going to take tweets. We're not going to take Facebook comments. Has to be an email in our inbox or on our comment page on the website.
Or
an audio file, voicemail or tagline. Even a tagline. Those taglines are short, y'all.
Yeah.
We just want to hear you.
Yeah.
We just want to get something. So make sure you get your feedback in by 8 a.m. Central Standard Time in the U.S. Saturday. 8 a.m. Saturday, Central Standard Time. And that is the 30th.
August 30th.
August 30th by 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. And you will be eligible for that contest and get your feedback in for our final Sister Speak True Blood podcast.
This will be it, y'all.
This will be it.
Last podcast.
The very last one. So, in order to do that, you can send an email or voicemail to sisterspeak@gmail.com. You can leave a comment on our website, which is sisterspeakpodcast.com. If you just want to have some general chit-chat, you can talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/sisterspeakpodcast. We are also on Twitter at _SisterJ and _SisterK and at sisterspeakcast. You can also talk with us on Google Plus. Well, you can post on Google Plus.
Yeah.
Googleplus.com/SisterSpeakPodcast. And if you have another device and you want a different way to listen, you can find us on Stitcher, Stitcher Radio, and you can go there and just search for Sister Speak, and we will pop up in their search engine.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you all. That has been it for now. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next time.